Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And now we bring to the microphone our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2, who joins us each week at this time. Corey, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Oh, just loving life at this time change. Outstanding.
I'm sure that you are. Everyone loves a good old less or one fewer hour of sleep on Sunday. Hope that everybody has enjoyed that thoroughly.
More light at night, Corey. More light at night.
I do like that, but I wish we could just keep it that way.
Me too. Hopefully we can get to a point where that happens. So, Corey, we were having a discussion in the last segment, and this stems from a discussion I think Pro Football Talk was having about Derrick Henry. And look, we get it, the running back position, it's at a different spot than it's been probably throughout the history of the NFL in terms of the longevity of running backs, the usage of running backs, the contracts that they sign now. But if you're Derrick Henry, they were having this conversation, do you sign the big deal and remain kind of the bell cow guy where you're taking a toll on your body physically? Or do you consider maybe going somewhere where they've got, you know, some other running backs where you can split carries, split time on the field, and maybe that extends your career? Joe and I kind of both came to the conclusion that Derrick Henry's probably not even considering that. He wants the money. He wants to be the guy here in Tennessee long term. Where would your thoughts be on that question?
Well, I think he wants the ball. I think they all want the ball. I don't think any of them want to go split carries anywhere. And everybody who says this was the best fit for me, it's always whoever offered them the most money. So he wants the ball, and he wants the money. Now, having said that, I do expect the Titans to draft a running back because they do – they can say whatever they want. 400 carries – I don't think has ever been sustainable for anyone over a long period of time.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about the same thing, Corey. I think certainly that's got to be a priority in the draft to get an actual compliment to him. What about the idea? What about though the idea? You know, because obviously you're going to try to find one, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't. But do you think Derrick Henry can be utilized more on third down? I mean, do you think that there's a benefit at all to just even having him out there in third and medium plus more often?
Well, I mean, I think there's a benefit to having him out there because he's a weapon and they've got to pay attention to him. But he's not the crispest pass receiver and he's not the best pass blocker. I do think his pass blocking has gotten better. But that wasn't hard because it was not very good when he got started here. So I don't ever want to feel like Derrick Henry's a liability. But when it comes to third down or when it comes to just, you know, having a pass receiving threat out of the backfield, I think they can, you know, you've got 53, potentially, 56 guys on the roster. You know, you need to have a guy who can do more. I mean, you know, you have a guy who can go out there and do it. I mean, because when Derek's out there and they throw him the football, it's like a boxing match when that thing comes his way sometimes. I think they can add another element to their game. Now, you know, you reach the situation like where when Deion Lewis is in the game, you know, last year you felt like, okay, here's a pass now. You can't have it be like that. Like with the Saints, with Kamara and Ingram when they were at their peak, you know, Kamara caught a billion passes, but he's also carried the ball a lot too. And so you never felt like it was pigeonholed that way. So the Titans need to draft a guy who's a dual threat back there. And I'm not saying to replace Derrick Henry, but to complement him, because I always use the Saints as the model. You know, you can have two. You can make two work, and you can make two work really well.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us. And, Corey, kind of a draft need that Joe and I have talked about the Titans potentially pursuing is a speed receiver, a threat down the field. to kind of take the top off the defense. Khalif Raymond was able to do that to some degree towards the end of the season. Should the Titans be comfortable kind of staying in that direction with Raymond, or do you think that's maybe a piece they could consider adding in the draft as well?
Well, don't ask Mike Vrabel about that, or you get your head bit off at the combine. But, you know, look, the simple fact was is they didn't have a speed guy. And so when they brought up Khalif Raymond, I thought that was a great decision because he added an element to their team that they did not have. I think he played 4 snaps in Baltimore, and one of them went for about, what, a 50-yard touchdown?
Yep.
I mean, so, yeah, there is space for that speed guy. I don't know how big of a priority. I don't know how early you go with that. I think it depends on, you know, what's available when you're picking. You know, because they have other needs. You know, they need depth at corner. They need depth at the pass rush. And they need depth in the offensive line. You know, a starting right tackle probably. And they need depth at running back. You know, and so you just have to weigh what's out there with what's available there, you know, with the speed guy, you know, as well. Because, I'm not saying, you know, Khalif Raymond's the answer to all their problems, but Khalif can play special teams. He's a good effort guy, a good team guy, and he can run. I mean, he can run, and he's shown he can catch the ball in traffic. There's a lot about Khalif that I like. That doesn't mean you don't look to upgrade when you can, but, you know, they've got other needs as well, so it's got to be the right guy at the right time.
Well, based on that answer, you're on the side of they probably just Conklin's going to have to be a casualty of the situation, you believe.
Well, the only way they keep him, Joe, is if they franchise him. I mean, that's the only way, because he's going to make more than Taylor Lewan did, which is kind of silly, but that's the market with where we're at, and that's the value of offensive linemen. Somebody's going to come in. There are so many teams that are going to be in the market for Jack Conklin, and somebody always overpays, so I expect somebody to ridiculously overpay, whether it be Denver or Cleveland or Miami or the Jets. There are a lot of teams that are going to be in the market for Jack Conklin, and so if the Titans want to keep him, the only way they can do it is to franchise him, because then somebody would have to give up, what, I think 2 first-round picks to get him.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's doing that. But at that point, he would cost $16 million, is that right?
It's in that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, how are you going to keep him? I mean, they're going to have, I expect, in the neighborhood about $70 million in space when it's all said and done. And after they sign a quarterback in Derrick Henry, that's probably going to eat up, what, $45 million of it? So you'd be down to 25 million
left
at that point.
Right.
So if you sign Jack Conklin at 16, then you're sitting there with about 9 million left over, and you signed 3 guys.
Yeah. That's tough to do.
That darn salary cap.
that darn salary cap
will get you.
I heard the owners wanted a quarterback salary cap, which you kind of get, but you know what? You can have some self-control. You can have some negotiating power. You can work. Do your job.
Corey, last thing for you here. It was a big win for the Predators over the weekend. Back-to-back shutout wins against the Dallas Stars. Another up-and-down nature of this team over the course of the past week.
Yeah.
What have you made of the Predators over this last stretch here as you've watched them play and as they continue to make a push for the playoffs here down the stretch?
I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to make of this. I just don't. It's just when I thought, you know, because I was on this show where I was like, hey, you know, I think they're in the playoffs. I think they got it. I think that, you know, because of the way they're playing. And then they come out and they throw a couple of turds on the board. You're like, holy cow. You know, they're not. And then they rally against Dallas. And look, Dallas is the team where, when they play Dallas, I'm just like, they're not tough enough. And they're just going to get boxed around. And so to come out and do what they did against Dallas is really impressive to me. And again, I get more to the way they're playing than what the score is. And, you know, to see them playing these one-goal games and to see Tenorti out there and the new guy, Holzer, you know, and to see Roman, you know, Rossi throw a cross check at the head of Corey Perry, I'm like, okay, you know, is this it? Is this team, you know, getting there? And maybe the expectations are that they're just getting all the way there too quickly, and it's probably not fair that they get it, that, you know, think they're getting it all back. But, you know, they're starting, you know, to show stuff. It would be nice to see it every night. But gosh, that thing's a mess last night. I think Minnesota won late last night, I believe.
Yeah.
So they're there about a point up, but a game in hand. And it's such a mess because I think you got four or five teams right there within a point of each other. And, you know, I think the Preds have 28 points available left. And what do you guys think? It's going to take about 18, 19?
Yeah, right in that area.
Right about right.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I'd like to say one way or another, but I can't because I can't say anything one way or another from night to night. Now, having said that, it looks like it's UC Saros' net, you know, especially after back-to-back shutouts, but even before then it was looking like that. And if he can be a hot goalie to finish the season, then you like your chances because everybody loves a hot goalie. And this is the first stretch of the season where it looks like the Preds have had a hot goalie.
Corey, this has been an excellent segment of math from you today. I'm really impressed. You know, you may have lost that hour of sleep, but your math is on point today.
I am excelling. I have a 7-year-old at home, and you know we've got some major things to work on. She was asking me the other day, we were playing some game in the pool, and she was asking me if I could keep score. And I just like, are you kidding? I keep score for a living. That's what I do, but it just doesn't always register.
Just got you covered. No big deal. Corey Curtis from News 2. Has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Corey, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it as always.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Glad everybody's okay, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, you too. Same to you.
All right.
See you, Corey. When we come back, we're going to dive into that conversation about the Titans maybe adding a speed wide receiver. How much of a priority should it be for John Robinson? We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.